Let me do some red tape. Okay. Who, like everyone says, she can't remember anything that'll be of interest, but...
Well, that's right.
Maybe we'd start by you telling me some background, where and when you were born and how you came to Seattle.
Oh, I was born in Falkirk, Wisconsin. That's about 12 miles from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and I came out here when I was about 6 years old. And the general strike started along about 1912, which would make me about 10. But I can remember the turmoil that it caused because the streetcars and everything was tied up too, and people couldn't get back and forth to work. The strikes at first were individual strikes, which didn't get anywhere. And people finally got desperate enough to have a general strike, and then something happened.
What do you remember is happening?
Well, the paychecks got bigger, and it affected our family, too. I can remember it having some effect on it, because the fire company used to work their employees for as little as a dollar a day. And it was the general strike was really brought about by trying to force that particular company into just coming across as some wages, and they wouldn't have the place organized at all. But after the general strike, it was organized, and the people involved in other places got a better wage than they did before. And I think the strike started about 1912, and didn't it last until about 1919 when they had the big IWW strike in Everett? I think it went that long, didn't it?
You said the Fry?
The Fry Packing Company. It used to be called Fry Broom Packing Company.
Where was that, in Seattle?
Yeah, it was in Seattle. It still is. There is still a Fry Packing Company. And the Fry people that inherited old man Fry's money finally gave back to the city of Seattle a great deal of it in the form of one of the best art museums west of the Mississippi River. And it's down on Warren and Cherry, and it's just a wonderful art museum. So finally Seattle did get something back from their general strike.
Was someone in your family working at Fry at the time?
None. My brothers worked for a man by the name of Crawford on the Rainier Valley streetcar line.
Uh-huh.
They didn't work anywhere else during that strike, but when the general strike was called, the streetcars were tied up too. So that's how I know about the strike, because my brothers didn't go to work.
They did. What were your folks doing at the time? Were they retired or?
My mother came out here alone with us.
And so your brothers
and my brothers supported the family, and they were grown, and I happened to be the youngest by some 8 years younger than my youngest brother, so my older brothers were old enough to work. They weren't youngsters anymore.
So were you in school then at the time?
Oh yes, I was going to Columbia School. I went through it from the beginning to the end of my elementary career, and then I went to Franklin High School. I went there the first year it was built.
So you remember a whole series of strikes around that
yes,
time?
Yes, uh-huh, there was a whole series of them before they finally had the general strike. And I don't know what year it was in, because the strike started along about 1912, but whether that was a general strike or not, that I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, I was just a youngster more interested in going to school than I was in anything else. And that's why I told you over the phone that I didn't think I would be of very much help to you. I can just remember the confusion of it, because all of a sudden all the streetcars stopped running too, along with everything else, because it really was a general strike.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what started that specific strike?
No, I don't.
But
this man that you can talk to, and he's finally, I worked on him so hard, he's going to talk to you to make me shut up. He was working for Fry at the time. And he's much older than I am, so he can give you a lot more information than I can. And he's an old Seattleite, just like I am. He stayed here.
Mm-hmm.
And being older and being working at the time, he would have more interest and more concern in it than just a kid going to school.
Uh-huh. What else do you remember about the strike? So you remember the streetcars stopped moving.
I don't remember much more about it, really. I don't.
Do you remember?
But I do remember the, in 1919, that the IWWs in Everett were trying to do something about the lumber industry up there because I had cousins living there. And they were very concerned about it, and it was really kind of a messy deal. That is, people went to jail and everything else over it, and the ships that went up there to try to help break the strike was fired on. And I think one or two people were killed, if I remember right. But that wasn't the Seattle General Strike, but that was the end of the strikes. They just sort of, well, it just sort of built up to that. And then I have an address to give you. I think I'm the person. Did you talk to Jack?
Yeah.
Is he interesting?
He's interesting, but he was in prison at the time of the strike for...
The general strike.
Yeah, for something else, for opposing the war. So
I know he told me he was, because he went in with one name and came out with another.
Right.
But he's an interesting person.
Yeah, really.
But did he give you the name of several people that knew something about the strike?
He's looking around for other old IWW people.
Well, he's a... I like him. I like him very much. So does everybody else down there. I can't help it that he was in prison. And I don't know why he was. He wouldn't tell me, but he was post First World War and he got in bed for it.
Yeah,
right. I know. I'm of German extraction, and during the First World War, my oldest brother was an interpreter at Fort Leavenworth. That's where the people that opposed the strikes met, and he worked there as an interpreter. And quite a few immigrants wouldn't get involved in the First World War, and that's where they wound up. And they sent him there when he joined the army as an interpreter, and they used him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a law student at the University of Washington at the time the First World War broke out.
So, at the time.
And maybe Jack was there at Fort Leavenworth too. I don't know
I
where
think
he was.
I think he was at Alcatraz. I'm not sure.
He was at Alcatraz.
Not sure.
He's down in California then.
Yeah,
well,
so.
In Washington, that's where they sent him.
Yeah, he might have been at Leavenworth.
They sent him to Leavenworth.
Yeah, he might have been at Leavenworth.
Because my oldest brother Morris went there as an interpreter. That's all he did while he was in the Army. So it was quite something. And then, you know, during the First World War, we had that terrible flu epidemic. And I can remember that when we all ran around with a mask over our face, and if we didn't have it on, we went to jail.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't get on a streetcar, or you couldn't go out to buy anything, and you couldn't get out of your home and walk on the street without this mask on.
Do you remember when the general strike was on, do you remember the Army being there?
Mm-hmm.
The Army coming in?
The Army came in 1919, too. I remember that. Because was a few years later. I was a little bit older.
That's what I'm mostly interested in, that period right around there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Army did come in. I do remember it.
And what was that like? Do you remember?
No, because it was more up in Everton than on our waterfront than it was out in the valley.
You were living out in the valley?
Yes, I was living out in Rainier Valley.
Uh-huh.
And Rainier Valley is part of Seattle, of course. I lived out in Columbia City. And when we first came to Seattle, it wasn't part of Seattle yet. We had a mayor of our own, and it went into Seattle a year after we moved out there. And I lived on Ferdinand Street, right where the school was.
So in 1919, when all those things were going on, did that affect your life?
No, not mine, because the general strike in Seattle was over with. And the streetcars were running, and my brothers weren't involved in it.
Uh-huh.
But my cousins were up in Everett because they were timber people. And they were trying to do something for the timber people when the IWW strike was on.
Uh-huh.
And most of it was centered around Everett. And that's the best I can do for you.
Let me ask you some more questions about things that you remember. Do you remember the IWW having any part in the general strike?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember anyone who was leading it?
No.
How did your brothers feel about it when they stopped work?
Oh, I was so little I didn't even care. I guess I wanted a baseball bat and a ball to go out and play.
Uh-huh.
I was just a youngster, really, I was.
So you don't remember them being for it or against it?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. Of course, they talked about it, but I wasn't interested. As I told you over the telephone, I was busy growing up.
Right.
And I'm glad I was. I think it was nice that people, when they're concerned about something like that, that they don't involve their younger children in it. They just let them grow up and have a normal life while they're ironing out their own difficulties, and I think it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I had a ball and bat because my brothers used to make the bat for me. The girls' bats at those times were flat. They weren't round like a baseball bat. They were flat, and they had a handle on them. And you used a tennis ball anyway, instead of another kind. I do know that they cost 50 cents, because I was always wanting 50 cents from one of my brothers.
Uh-huh.
Now you see how involved I was.
So then the strike didn't really involve you, didn't affect your life?
No, not my own personal life, and it didn't affect our lives, home life. A great deal either until the general strike came along and tied up the streetcars, because otherwise my brothers were working.
So it was only when it put them out of work for a while that
it only put them out of work for a while, because the general strike didn't last too long. Not when the city got tied up as tight as that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there were strikes before that. But as you see, they weren't involved in them. Now this man that's going to talk to you, after you get through talking to me, liked Fry Company. He worked for them and he thought they treated him quite fairly. But he's perfectly willing to talk to you.
Good.
I worked on him so badly that I told him I was going to give him a pill, but he didn't come in. And you know, you can't force anybody to tell anything they don't want to, but he's perfectly willing to come in.
Good.
And you like him, he's a nice person.
Good. Let me ask you a few things about after the strike. Do you remember changing the city in any way, the general strike that is?
There was more money.
More money.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. It was a booster to the city. Very much so. I can remember that because my folks used to go to picnics, group picnics at Woodland Park, and they used to talk about it, and they were all pleased about the effects of the general strike. That's right. I can remember that.
What sort of jobs did those people do?
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, were they working people?
Oh,
business
yes,
people?
Of course. They were middle class people.
Uh-huh. So
that job was some sort, either in an office or out doing something. My cousin was a timber cruiser for a warehouser, and they all felt very much elated over the results of this general strike. Because they finally did get somewhere, and you know, we really did have to have something done.
So they felt it had been good for labor to have the general strike?
Yes, I'm sure they did.
What did you do after the strike?
I went to school.
Continued going to school?
Oh, yes, of course I did.
And in later years, what did you think were the important events that happened in the world since that time? What do you think have been the really important events?
Well, I think we older people have lived through a lot in our lifetime. We went through the First World War, we went through the flu, which was almost as devastating to the people in the United States as the war itself was, because we weren't shot at, we were just bugged at. And it really was bad. And along has come the radio, which we didn't have when we were young, and along has come television, and we lived through a lot. And we lived through the Depression, and I think we can make it. I think we've learned a little bit more patience than the younger people coming along now, because so many things have taken place in our own lifetime.
I'd like to ask you about your opinions about some of the things that have taken place. What did you think of the civil rights movement?
Well, I think it was justified. I think we needed it. I've always felt that way, but then I have always lived on the coast where I am used to, shall I say, a mixed group of people. I'm used to the Asians, and I'm used to the Norwegians coming in here as fishermen, and I'm used to a mixed group of people, and I've always been for civil rights.
What did you think of the student anti-war movement?
Well, they were a little radical in their way, but basically I think they had a point. But I think they've learned a little patience from it, that you can't get everything all at once, don't you think so? I don't think they're quite as radical as they were before that. I think they're a little bit more thoughtful.
What do you think about the labor movement now?
Well, I'm a little concerned about it, because you can get, I think it has to be tempered a little bit. I don't think the Labor Party is justified in trying to take over the whole country. And that seems to be the objective, if I'm reading things right. And I think it has to be tempered a little bit.
And what do you think of the women's movement?
Oh, Lord, don't bring that up.
Okay.
I'm not too liberal on that. Because sometimes I think if you stay home and raise your children, you'd have a better crop of children than if you had a babysitter and went out to work. So you see, I'm of the wrong generation. After all, I'm 75. And I don't think that, I don't think the women's movement is, I think they'll change their views a little bit. Yes, I do believe in a great deal of liberty, that's true, as far as women goes, but I do think that you have to raise your children at home. And I think they do need parental supervision. I don't think that you can buy it and go out on the job. And I think that if you're going to get married and raise a family, they're your first concern, not your second. They're more important than money. So you see, maybe I'm a little radical, too.
What sorts of organizations have you belonged to in your life?
I don't belong to any.
None at all? No political or religious? Or
oh, I'm a Lutheran. I'm one of those crazy Lutherans.
But no organization.
No. I used to belong to the Retail Sales Clerks Union, but then I got a withdrawal card from that. I don't belong to it anymore. I didn't drop it. I just took a withdrawal card.
Mm-hmm. What sort of work were you doing in later years?
I was working at Ernst Hardware.
Did you do that for most of your life?
No, I was married for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And then when I was married, I went to work for Ernst.
Uh-huh.
And during the war, I wasn't able to stand the racket at Boeing, so I worked out on the bay, on the ferries, pouring coffee to commuters. I could stand that. I can't stand noise, and I just couldn't take it.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't unpatriotic, but I had to look after my health, too.
Right.
So that's what I did.
During the strike, I just realized I forgot to ask you something. During the strike, did you ever eat in any of the strike dining halls that they had during the general strike? Or
no.
Do you remember anyone talking about them?
I know they had them.
Uh-huh.
Because they had to be fed.
Right.
And there wasn't this thing as welfare. If you didn't work, you didn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them having them, but I never had to eat there. See, we had a... We had a garden, and we had a cow, and we had chickens, and my brothers weren't on that general strike, and so we tied the streetcars up, and so we ate anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And neighbor helped neighbor, and I think at that time there was a little bit more neighborliness than there is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people were quite as lonely then as they are now. I run into a lot of lonely people, and I think it's because they move around so much they don't have any roots. And I think we need it. Don't you?
Yeah.
I think we need roots of some kind.
Do you remember Mayor Hansen at that time?
Yeah.
What do you remember about him?
Well, not too much. He was in the paper a great deal. My brothers and my mother discussed him quite a bit. Do you remember Dr. Matthews?
I've just been reading about him.
Well, I thought he was a wonderful old man, and that's one reason why I went to the Presbyterian Church instead of the Lutheran Church, because I sure liked him.
Uh-huh.
If he was behind something, or you wanted to get him behind something, and he decided it was all right, believe it or not, he got it. Even if he had to go down to the police department and ring the devil, he was a militant preacher. And everybody, I think, that had any sense liked him.
Was politics discussed a lot in your home? You said that your brothers and your mother used to talk about...
Well, I don't know whether it was really politics, but it was what was happening at the time. I don't know whether they worked at being political-minded. That I couldn't tell you.
Do you remember Anna Louise Strong?
No.
How about James Duncan?
No. But you remember Mayor Landis?
No.
Well, she was the first mayor, she was the first woman mayor in the city of Seattle. And wasn't she the first woman mayor in the city, in the United States?
When was that?
Well, that was after Hansen, of course, but the first thing she did was fire the chief of police. She got in, and she did a lot for the city of Seattle. And eventually, of course, they replaced her politically. It was too much. So they eventually disclosed her. But she's quite a character.
Did you know any members of the IWW?
No.
Did your brothers come in contact with them?
Not that I know of. They wouldn't have any reason to, because the IWW were trying to organize the timber people, and my brothers worked on the streetcar line. They had nothing to do with it. It was my cousins in Bellingham, excuse me, in Everett that were timber people. My family wasn't.
Did your cousins ever talk about how they felt about the IWW and that organizing?
Mm-hmm. If they did, I don't remember it.
Uh-huh. Well, I think
I was of an age where I was more concerned with the young kids than I was concerned about earning a living. I still hadn't gotten off to working. That's when you get concerned about earning a living, is when you get your first job.
Right. I have no other questions. Is there anything else that you remember about that time, about the strike?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
I don't know.